This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Three U.S. service members were killed and dozens may be wounded after an unmanned aerial drone attack on U.S. forces stationed in northeastern Jordan near the Syrian border, President Joe Biden and U.S. officials said on Sunday. Biden blamed Iran-backed groups for the attack, the first deadly strike against U.S. forces since the Israel-Hamas war erupted in October and sent shockwaves throughout the Middle East. United Nations officials on Sunday urged countries to reconsider a pause in funding for the UN Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA. At least nine countries, including top donors, the U.S. and Germany, have paused funding after allegations by Israel that a dozen of its 13,000 staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th rampage by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have become reliant on the aid UNRWA provides. Many, like Raed Shaheen, have been displaced from their home.
UNRWA is our lifeline. Who will give us food and drink after the war? May God help the people. What can I say?
UNRWA's role has long been criticized by Israel, which alleges the agency has supported Hamas for years. It's an allegation the agency denies.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Families of hostages held in Gaza hope for progress in a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 remaining hostages.